Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masecht is Megillah, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Here our Mishnah is going to continue to discuss when and where there are five passable days for Kriyas HaMegillah. The Mishnah begins by asking Ketzah, how do we have these 5 days that were discussed in the previous Mishnah? And for the Mishnah, Chalias Yoimar Ba'asar Vasheini, if the 14th day of Adar falls on Monday, on the second day of the week, Kifarim, the villages, Vayaris Gedolos, and the big cities. This means big cities that are not Mukafis, that didn't have a wall during the times of Yeshua Benon. Kaiden Bay Bayayim. So they read on Yudalit. Because B'yemes, the Ikersman is Yudalit, as we explained in the previous Mishnah. Umikafas Chaima, in the cities that are surrounded by a wall, they read Lamachar tomorrow. That would be on Tuesday, which is Yom Tezvav. That's the time that the cities surrounded by a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun are supposed to read. So in this case, where Yudalit falls on Monday, there are two times for Kriyas HaMegillah. The Kfarim, the Yaris Gedolos, besides the Mekafis, read on Yudalit. The cities that were surrounded by a wall during the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they read on the 15th. Chalias, if the 14th falls, Bashlishi, on Tuesday, the third day of the week, Oy Barvi, or on Wednesday, the fourth day of the week, Kfarim, the villages, Makdim Eliyama Knesa. They're going to read a little bit earlier, on Monday, the previous Monday, the second day of the week. As we explained, that's when they come into the city. So when Yud Dalet falls on Tuesday, Monday's the day before, that means they're going to be reading on Yud Gimel. When Yud Dalet falls on Wednesday, on the fourth day of the week, so they're going to be reading the Monday before, which is 2 days before, that means they're going to be reading on Yud Beis. Vayaris Gedolos, and the big cities that don't have a wall, Kairin by Bayayim, they read on Yud Dalet, which is either Tuesday or Wednesday. Umikafes Chayma, and the cities that were surrounded by a wall during the times of Yeshua ben Nun, Lemachar, they're going to read tomorrow, on the 15th day of Adar, which is either Wednesday or Thursday that week. So again, if the 14th falls on Tuesday or on Wednesday, the small villages are going to read the Monday before, which is either Yud Beis or Yud Gimel. If the 14th falls on Tuesday, it's Yud Gimel. If the 14th falls on Wednesday, it's Yud Beis. Vayaris Gedolos, big cities without the walls, are going to read on Yud Dalid, whether that's Tuesday or Wednesday. And the cities surrounded by walls are going to read on Tesvav, which in this case will either be either Wednesday or Thursday. For the Kfarim, which is the Monday before, Vayaris Gedolos, the big cities without the wall on Yud Dalid, and again, the cities that had a wall, Mukafais on Tesvav. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Chal Lias, if the 14th falls, Bachamishi, on the 5th day of the week, on Thursday. Now here we're not going to go back to the previous Monday, because whatever Milo Monday had, Thursday also has. Thursday is also the Yom HaKenisa. So when Yud Dalet falls on Thursday, it's the same as when Yud Dalet falls on Monday. There's no difference between the Kfarim and the Yayaris Gedolos. So Kfarim, Vayaris Gedolos, the villages, and the larger cities without the wall, Kairin Boi Bayayim, they read on that day, on Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet is the right time, and it's also the Yom HaKenisa, it's the day that they come in. Umikafetz Chaim, the city surrounded by walls, they read Lemachar the next day, which is Erev Shabbos. That's Yom Tesvav. That's the normal time for Mukafes. So again, when Yud Dalet falls on Thursday, the Kfarim and the Yaris Gedolos read on Yud Dalet on Thursday. And the Mukafites, they read Tesvav, which is on Friday. Zak the Mishnah weiter, Chalias, if Yudalit falls on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Kvarim, the villages, Makdim Eliyam Knesa, which is the day they're coming in anyway. So they're going to read on Yud Gimel that Thursday. The Ayores Gedolos, the large cities without the walls, as well as Umukafites Chayma, those that are surrounded by a wall. Kairin by Bayam, they're both going to read on Yudalit. What? Even the Mekafes Chaima are reading on Yud Dalet? How come they don't read on Tesvav the way they're supposed to? Isn't that what we said till now in every case? That the Mekafes Chaima read on Tesvav the day after Yud Dalet? Well, the reason we're pushing them back to Friday is because we don't want them to read on Shabbos. Chazal were geyser not to read the Megillah on Shabbos. As a concern, one may come to carry it for Amos in the Rishos HaRabim. And therefore, if Yudalit is on Friday, it's the one time that the cities without the walls, as well as the cities with the walls, are both going to read on the same day on Yudalit. So in this case, when Yudalit is on Erev Shabbos, once again, the Kfarim read on Thursday Yud Gimel, everybody else, the Ayarais and the Mukafais, the cities with walls or those that didn't have walls during the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they're going to read on Yudalit on Friday. Vayter zok de Mishnah, chal liyais, if Yudalit falls b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Now we explained before that there's no Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos. As a gzeira, you're going to come to carry it Dalit Amos b'Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, Kfarim, the small villages, as well as Vayores Gedoylois, the big cities without the walls, Makdim and Vakaiden, they're going to be early this year, and they're going to read L'Yoyim HaKnisa. L'Yoyim HaKnisa is Thursday, when the little villages come into the big city. So again, we have over here a Chiddush that we didn't have before, and that is that even the large cities are going to read earlier. They're going to read on Yud Beis. Now that the little villages read on Thursday, that we understand. Chazal were makel for them. This is the day that they come in anyway, and they have someone to read for them. But the big cities without the walls, so they're supposed to read on Shabbos. They can't read on Shabbos. Fine. So push them back one day to Yud Gimel. Why do we push them back 2 days to Yud Beis? And the answer is, the town of our Mishnah holds that once they're not going to read on the right day anyway, because they can't read on Shabbos, so we may as well be as uniform as possible. We'll keep the little villages and the cities reading on the same day. Okay, so when Yudalit falls on Shabbos, what happens? Everyone besides the Makafis, the Kfarim and the Ayaris Gedailites read on Yud Beis, the Thursday before, and the Makafis, they're going to read on the right day, which is Sunday, Tesvav. Vaitrezak the Mishnah Chalias, if Yudalit falls Achara Shabbos. If Yudalit is the first day of the week, Yudalit is Sunday. So Kfarim, the villages, Makdimen, they're going to be pushed back. They're going to read early, L'Yoyim HaKnisa, which is the Yoyim HaKnisa, before Sunday, the previous Thursday, which would be Yud Aleph. This is the earliest time you can possibly read the Megillah. Vayores Gedoylois, the large cities without the walls, Kairin by Bayayip, they're going to read on Sunday. It's Yud Aleph. Umukafas Chaimer, those surrounded with the wall, L'macha, will read tomorrow on Yom Sheni, on Monday, which is Tezvav. So when Yud Aleph falls on Sunday, the Megillah is read Yud Aleph. The Kfarim go as far back as Thursday. The cities without the walls will read Sunday on Yudalid, and the Makafas Chaimer the next day on Tesvav. Now let me ask you something. Why do we have to push back all the way to Yudalid? Why? Because you want it to be convenient for the villages. Chazal were makel for them, and they said they'll do it on the day that they're coming in anyway. Why not say, read it the Monday afterwards? Yudalid is on Sunday, read it on Monday. Isn't that closer to Yud Aleph? Wouldn't that be better? Instead of saying the Thursday before, which is Yud Aleph? Well, the answer is, the whole idea of Yom HaKnisa only means they're going to read earlier. We never say read later because of the Yom HaKnisa. That's learned from Vula Yavar. For that matter, we would also learn from Vula Yavar that when Tesvav falls on Shabbos, the Mukafas Chaima read, you remember when? On Friday, together with the Ayaris Gedoilas. Why don't we say they should read on Sunday, which would be 16? And again, the answer is the Pasuk says, V'layavar, never after the 15th. Now, a few things. In the times of the Mishnah, when they were Kaveh Reshchaydesh based on Edim, who came to see the new moon, so you could have Yud Dalid falling on Shabbos. Today, according to our Luach, Yud Dalid can never fall out on Shabbos. Yud Dalid can fall out on Friday. We have Purim on Friday sometimes, but we never have Yud Dalid on Shabbos. Now, when Yudalit does fall out on Friday, so Tesvav is on Shabbos. That means for the people of Yerushalayim, they always read on Tesvav. They had a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So what do they do when Tesvav falls on Shabbos? Well, the answer is they read the Megillah the day before, like we learned in the Mishnah. They read, however, Vayavayamolek, which is the Kriya, that we read on Purim, they read that on Shabbos, which is Tesvav. The Bat Tanura says there are Shoyalin, Vidarshin, Behilchas Purim, Kolaisei Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos has the spirit of Purim, so to speak. And the Suda's Purim is on Sunday. Bat Tanura brings a Machloikis. Some say B'yom Yudalu, the day they read the Megillah. Some say that it's after Shabbos. But Hakol Maidim that the Suda's Purim is not on Shabbos. When Yudalit falls on Friday and Tesvav is on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, this is called Purim Mishulish. It's like 3 days of Purim. Friday, Megillah. Shabbos, the Ritva Yavi Amalek. And Sunday, the Sudas Purim. Vaitra Zakta Bat Tanura. This whole Indian that the villagers read on the Yom HaKnisa, sometimes as early as Yud Aleph. This was a takana that was made for them, but it's Davka Bizman She Yisrael. Shiruyan alad masan veshluchei bezdin yaitzim lahidiyah masai kitshu bezdin hachaydash umasai apesach nikva. When Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, and you had shluchei bezdin that went out, and they said when bezdin was kovei hachaydash, so there was no problem of anyone chas v'shalom making a mistake as to when Pesach is. But bezman hazeh, how did people know when Pesach was? They would count 30 days from Kriyas HaMegillah. So if the villagers are going to read earlier, some people are going to make a mistake, and they're going to think that the first night of the Seder is 30 days after the Kriyas HaMegillah. And the worst thing about that would be is that they're going to end Pesach early. They're going to start too early and end too early. So it turns out that during the last days that are actually Pesach, they're going to be eating chametz. So therefore, Bizman Hazeh explains the Bat Tanura. We read only Bizman, and that is everyone besides the Makafas Chaimah read on Yudalid, regardless of when Yudalid falls. And the cities that had a wall during the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they will always read on Tezvav, unless, as explained, Tezvav falls on Shabbos, then they go back the day earlier. Okay, so quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. If the 14th of Adar falls on Monday, the villages and the cities without the walls read on Yudalid, the main time to read. Makavas Chaim will read tomorrow on Tuesday. If Yudalid falls on Tuesday or on Wednesday, the Kvarim will read the Monday before. So if Yudalid falls on Tuesday, they go back to Yud Gimel. If Yudalid was Wednesday, they're actually going back to Yud Beis, because Monday is 2 days before. The Yaris Gedolais, big cities without the wall, will read Boi Bayayim, whenever Yudalid is, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday, and the Makafas Chaim will read tomorrow on Tezvav, which is either Wednesday or Thursday. If the 14th of Adar falls on Thursday, B'chamishi B'Shabbos, which is also the Yom HaKnisa, it's the day they come in anyway. So once again, the Kfarim and the Ayaris Gedolos read by B'Yom on Yudalid, which is going to be on Thursday. The Makafas Chaim read tomorrow in Erev Shabbos. That's Tezvav. That's their time. If Yudalid falls on an Erev Shabbos, so the Kfarim go back to the Yom HaKnisa, which is Thursday. They're going to read on Yud Gimel. The Ayaris Gedolos, as well as the Makafas Chaim, are going to read.
Okay, let me ask
Friday.
You one more.
Why did the Makafas Chaim pull back to Friday? Because there's a Gzeira not to read the Megillah on Shabbos. You remember why? Shema Yavirenu Dalit Ames, Virshus Harabim. If Yudalid falls on Shabbos, so as explained, there's no Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos. So the Kfarim and the Ayaris Gedolos go back to the Yom HaKnisa on Thursday. You remember what we explained? Why the Ayaris Gedolos go back to Thursday? Why not just one day back to Friday? So we explained that once they're not reading at the proper time, they may as well read on the Yom HaKnisa together with the Kfarim. The Makafas Chaim, they're going to read on Sunday, which is their day to read, Tesvav. Finally, the last case of the Mishnah, if Yudalid falls out on Sunday, the Kfarim are Magdimin L'Yom HaKnisa, that's Thursday. This is the earliest time that they would possibly read the Megillah on Yud Aleph. The Yaris Gedolos will read Boi Bayayim on Sunday, which is Yud Aleph. The Makafas Chaim will read tomorrow on Monday, which is Tesvav, their time to read. You remember what we said. What happens if Tesvav falls on Shabbos? So for the people in Yerushalayim, when do they read the Megillah? Yes, on Yud Aleph. When do they read V'Yavi Amalek? On Shabbos. When do they have the Sudas Purim? We said on Sunday. What about Alanisim? Which day do they say Alanisim? Alanisim, they say on Shabbos. So again, on Shabbos they have the Kriya of Purim, the Yavi Amalek, and they say Alanisim by Shmonesrei. What about Mishloach Manos? According to the Yerushalmi, on Sunday. If they would give Mishloach Manos on Shabbos, they wouldn't be Yaitza. They hold that the Mishloach Manos is connected directly to the Suda. What about Matanas Leav Yainim? Matanas Leav Yainim would be on Friday. So again, what happens, Purim Mishulish? Let's chazer over. Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas Leav Yainim, Friday. The Kriya V'Yavi Amalek and Al-Hanisim on Shabbos. The Suda and Mishloach Manos, that's on Sunday. That's Purim HaMishulish.